Counting My Blessings, Part 1 by Maria Fontaine.
At various times during the year, such as the New Year or my birthday, I take time to pray fervently about what the Lord wants to show me about the past year and the year to come. This practice is part of my devotional life during which the Lord encourages me and motivates me, and shows me how wonderful life is and how privileged I am to be able to live for Him. These musings are normally part of my private prayer life, and they don't usually go any further than between me, Jesus, and Peter. But the Lord laid on my heart to share with you some glimpses into things that He has shown me. I'm not just sharing this to entertain, although it might have that effect as well, but to encourage you in case there are things in what I share that you can relate to. The Lord knows that what I want most is to be filled more with Him and the Holy Spirit. What I want most is more love for Him, a more giving and loving and unselfish spirit, more faith to believe that when He says He's going to take care of everything, that He really means it, more faith to believe His promises. I want to be full of praise, helping people by my example to look up to the Lord instead of down at the problems that surround them. I want my focus to be on encouraging people to look up, to come closer to our dear Jesus, to have the peace that passes all understanding, to have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and to be able to pass these blessings on to others. I would also like to throw into the prayer mix that, God willing, I would be healed from my eye affliction and various other undiagnosed issues. But if the things I mentioned earlier that I want the most need to be accompanied by tests and trials and weak eyes and pain and other physical difficulties, then I accept those too, because I want the whole package. I want whatever is going to make me more like Jesus, whatever is going to help me to know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable to His death. Or as it says in the Berean Study Version, I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to Him in His death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. I don't take this statement or commitment lightly. That was a verse that I learned many, many years ago when I was still a young teen, long before I joined the family. I don't know why I was so attracted to that verse. I hadn't been taught much about suffering for Jesus, except by the missionaries who came to our church. But that was a verse that I wanted to memorize, and that really stuck with me. It might have been because when I was 12 years old, I read Fox's Book of Martyrs. I marveled at those brave souls who were willing to die for Jesus. Far from frightening me, which could have very easily happened to a 12-year-old, Jesus helped me to take it in naturally, realizing that that was part of what God had called them to and had given them the grace to bear. It was for them the suffering that, as Jesus said, would allow them to also reign with Him. I'm certain that book must have had a great impact on me. I believe that it motivated me in spirit to follow in their footsteps. I'm not looking for persecution or heartbreak or suffering or to be wounded or any of those things. I would much rather not have them. But if that's what it takes for me to be like Jesus and follow in His footsteps, that's what I want. I have had very little pain in my life. I've had painful eyes, but not the kind of pain that is terribly hard to bear on a continual basis. So I haven't really known too much about pain, and I would rather not learn. But if that's the way of the cross, and it really does lead home, as the song says, I will take the way of the cross, which will lead me to my heavenly home. You might not be familiar with the words to the song I'm referring to, which I sang many years ago in church as a child and teenager. It's called The Way of the Cross Leads Home, and was written by a minister's wife named Jessie Brown Pounds, who lived from 1861 to 1921. The lyrics are as follows. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. Refrain. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know, as I onward go, the way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod, if I ever climb to the heights sublime, where the soul is at home with God. Then I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it nevermore. For the Lord says, Come, and I seek my home, where he waits at the open door. It's true that if we ever climb to the heights sublime where the soul is at home with God, we will needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. But we can be very sure that we do not have to do this ourselves. We don't have to pray for difficulties in this world so we can earn our passage to heaven. Rather, if we commit ourselves to the path that the Savior trod, He will allow tests and trials that will help us to eventually come forth as gold. In writing an article about the song, a writer said, "As I've meditated on the word cross, I've come up with an acronym. Christ's righteous obedience secured salvation. For this amazing grace-filled spiritual reality, I'm incredibly grateful. Aren't you?" In 1 Peter 2:21, the apostle reminds us, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." The author of the article goes on to say, "When I contemplate the way of the cross, some important principles come to mind that are essential to walking or journeying on this path that leads to life eternal. 1. The way of the cross is the only path to heaven. It is exclusive. 2. The way of the cross is the path of suffering. It is inevitable. 3. The way of the cross is the path of sacrifice. It is required. 4. The way of the cross is the path of submission. It is part of discipleship. 5. The way of the cross is the path of surrender. It is central to obedience." Dr. Ryan Fraser. Maybe you're wondering by now if I have any fun or enjoy yummy food and ice cream and cake on special occasions, such as my birthday. Well, yes, in fact, I do. I believe, as the Bible teaches and as we've been taught for many years, that it's good to have a balance in our lives. Jesus enjoyed picnics, parties, get-togethers, wine and friends, singing and laughing and dancing, and all the wonderful things that God has provided. These blessings help us to be happy when we enjoy them in the right way and with the right spirit. As far as sweets and treats, I do try to minimize these because I have a very enthusiastic sweet tooth. When I eat something sweet, I seem to want more. I saw the damage that sugar can do to teeth at a very early age when I regularly ate many sweets. Because my mother and grandmother were super bakers of sweets, we always had a lot of them. We had sweets at every meal, either during the meal or afterwards, and sometimes in between meals. Therefore, I ended up damaging my teeth from the time I was very little. After the reboot, Peter and I drifted into eating more desserts, like ice cream and homemade cookies that he baked himself. Then, about 6 years ago, we decided that we didn't need those sweets on a regular basis, so we cut way back. It was a wise change that I've never regretted. I'm pretty well protected from sweets unless someone brings me some on a special occasion. Almost every year, a friend brings me a zucchini cake to be enjoyed throughout the week of my birthday. It's so delicious with natural cream cheese on it, which seems to neutralize a little bit of the sweetness. Of course, since I share this cake with others, it's not too much. If I have any ice cream, it's in the form of a wonderful dessert that consists of a milkshake smoothie that Peter makes by blending ice cream and berries in a blender. You don't have to use berries, any kind of fruit is delicious. That is such a yummy dessert. Of course, if you can use some ice cream that is more natural, then that's even better. I'm so blessed by the Lord.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.